The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
I found an article that shows what the top jobs are Googling, and I think it
Why were you looking at that?
I don't want to talk about it. But but I think this, it says this, it shows just how desperate the normal 9-to-5 worker is, because the two of the top three jobs that people are Googling that are they're interested in, they sound like a nightmare to me.
Oh, like what?
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so the number three job that people are Googling, flight attendant jobs.
Oh,
that's a nightmare.
That's travel, though. You get to see.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're having to deal with all the horrible passengers that think that they can.
That's
no,
the thing.
This is something I can put up in.
Yeah.
It's a carry-on. No, it's not.
My daughter recently applied to be a flight attendant. She thought, oh, this would be fun for a couple years or whatever. Mm-mm. And there is fun. Like, I have a friend that's been a flight attendant for 20-some-odd years. Loves it. Works when she wants to and travels everywhere. But that one person you encounter, my daughter's very fragile emotionally. Like, I'm like, honey, like, she's doing customer service like at Disney, and their day she goes in the back and cries.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
not kidding. Like, people have cussed her out and stuff. Oh, bad.
Disney?
Yeah, like, not an employer.
Right.
But guests.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that's
so
horrible.
I'm like, honey, I don't know if you want to do this. Like, here people that get arrested and take
they don't
off
get
the plane.
You might have to wrestle someone to the crowd. I can't see Haley
yeah, so
doing that.
I could see that being a challenging job.
Yes, for sure. Now, number two doesn't sound too bad. A virtual assistant. That's just a person that's a personal assistant, but it's all over digital.
Work from home in your PJs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and pretend you didn't see their text needing a soy latte goat milk at 3 a.m. You know, sorry, I didn't see it.
Number one, though, is Amazon jobs. That's what people are Googling.
Really?
Now,
they pay well.
Well, if you remember, Amazon drivers, they were recently in the news once it became public knowledge that there was such a strict time delivery schedule that they had to keep that there was no time for them to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes.
So we're desperate enough to still go and be like, hey, you got a job opportunity because I want it.
I got to tell you, like, when this whole thing runs its course for me and I am removed from here, probably forcibly, because I still love what I do, I would love to be an Amazon driver.
Really?
Love it. Yeah, because where else can you, like, drive a car, bring people joy and happiness by the things that they have, ordered, and then still work on your marksmanship, you know, because
marksmanship.
Not shooting. But
what are you talking about?
Because I have an Amazon driver that stands at the sidewalk and throws the packages to the porch.
That's not good.
Yeah, you're like, what in the world, dude? Like, you could literally take two more steps and put that on the porch. So I would like to do it right. I would like to be the world's best Amazon driver.
Well, you are one of many, obviously.
Well,
it's the number one Google job.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and I recently experienced the kindness of a stranger, very empathetic towards my wife and myself. We were in Portugal, so we're in a foreign country, just on vacation, and I got a horrific text from my sister-in-law that my wife's brother had passed away. And I wasn't with my wife at the time, so I had to go find her. And so I'm in the middle of this ginormous mall department store thing, and I'm breaking the news to her about her brother, which I'm like, oh, this is a bad day, you know, and it's going to be hard on her. And so obviously she's crying, you know, and so we're calling her brother's wife and trying to get all the details, and my wife is just crying in the middle of the store. I mean, obviously, it's heartbreaking. But then this kid that worked there, like, just kind of comes up. He can see there's something going on, and he just kind of walks her over to behind this pillar, and there's a seat. And he just kind of sits her down on this seat.
Aww.
No words were exchanged. but it gave her like some privacy in that moment that was really, really hard on her. And it's probably like a 20-year-old kid, you know, and we complain all about, you know, kids getting it wrong and they're, you know, selfish or whatever, you know, the things that the older generation says about these kids. And I was so, so thankful for that kid in that moment and him having compassion on a stranger, a foreigner that he had nothing to do with, you know. And it was just a really, in the midst of that mess, it landed with me that there are still like really good people in the world. And sometimes they're young, you know. And I was like, that was just really cool. And we ended up back at that same place. And I'm so sad because I was looking for him because I wanted to thank him personally. I went back there with that purpose and I never was able to find him. But I'm very, very thankful for him. So that's what I want to talk about. The kindness of a stranger that you've experienced.
And I think it just goes to show too.
Voice is breaking.
I think it goes to show too that you can make a huge impact on someone's life by something as simple as ushering someone to a seat where they can just sit and cry for a bit.
Because like, the kid the kid didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Like he had no idea. He just saw that there was someone in distress and he wanted to help.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Love that. So that's kind of what we want to talk about with you right now. 855 33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever experienced the kindness of a stranger going out of their way to kind of help you through something? I'd love to hear those stories. Those are good ones today. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Have you ever experienced, you know, a stranger's kindness, Sandy?
Oh, absolutely. I remember some time back, I was at the store in the supermarket doing groceries for myself and my kids, and I couldn't find my card. I couldn't find my wallet, and the guy behind me, he just took out his card and just took the whole bill, and I was in awe. I was like, are you sure? He's like, no, it's okay. And I was just blown away, and that really made my day, and like, there are really good people out there.
That is like one of the kindest people or a guy that was in a super hurry.
While you're bad.
I know. Shannon, have you ever experienced the kindness of a stranger?
I have. Oh, my goodness. So when my daughter was born, she was in ICU for 11 days, and we were really, really poor. Young married couple. My husband was an insurance job, you know, commission, you know, couldn't work. We were at the hospital every day. I couldn't drive. We had two little ones, and our power got turned off, and my daughter needed a heart monitor when she was going to get out of the hospital. And the day she came home, just a group of men, not even from our church, showed up with money and diapers and a gift box of food, and it was just absolutely unbelievable, and it was people we didn't even know, but the prayer chain, just people told people, and here they were. And it's just something, I mean, that was many, many years ago, but it just sits in my heart because people that you don't even know would know our story and be there for us in a time of need, and it just leads us to do the same for others.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And, you know, a lot of people say marriage is hard. I don't necessarily agree with that totally because that hasn't been my experience.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, because I'm pretty great.
I wonder if your wife could say the same thing.
She could not. my wife's pretty amazing. No, but we were talking actually in one of our small groups a while back. We were talking about marriages and stuff like that. And it was this thing on Right Now Media called The Art of Marriage. And they were talking about these three things that if you do these things, it will help you out in your marriage. And so that's what Wally's Marriage Masterclass is. I've been married for almost 32 years now. And so I think you can learn things or see things in a different perspective. Like this one said, be vulnerable and give the permission to be honest. So there's three things. That's one. Like,
be vulnerable and give the permission to be honest.
Right.
Okay.
So like you need to be honest about yourself and open up, but then you also have to say, okay, you have the right to tell me honestly what you're thinking.
Unless it's the question is, do these jeans make me look fat?
Lie every time. Lie every time on that one. But like other than that, yes, be honest. But to be willing to take the criticism without penalty. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. That's a great place of communication. Another thing, the second thing was commit to the journey, in that, like, if you say you're going to do things inside of the marriage, we're going to do date night, commit to it and mm-hmm. follow through. Because when you follow through, it shows commitment to the marriage mm-hmm. when you do what you say you will do inside of that vow, you mm-hmm. know? And then finally, focus on yourself, not your partner. It's really the problems. It's easy to point the fingers and be like, they do this, they do this, they do this. And it's like, you need to look at what you do, because you can't control always what they do. The only thing you have control over is your reaction to that. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you got to focus on, is how am I going to react to this? Even if it doesn't feel fair, fun, or right in the mm-hmm. moment, or justified, you can still choose how you react. Dave Ramsey's the financial guy. He used to say in his open for his show, it's like, where the paid off mortgage is the status symbol instead of a BMW. And it made me think about this with our marriages. Like, what if we saw our marriages like that, that the status symbol was a healthy marriage? Because we all make jokes about marriage being hard and things like that, and there are stereotypes with it. But what if the idealized thing that we wanted to aspire to was having a healthy marriage? You know, that would change our marriages, for one, and it would also let people see God in our marriages, mm-hmm. which might even change not only just their marriages, but their hearts as well.
Yeah, just ultimately putting the work into it that it deserves.
Yeah, it definitely takes a little bit, but it's worth it in the end. So there you go. Hopefully that might help you out today if you're walking through some stuff. That's our Marriage Masterclass.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
While we wouldn't suggest taking everything you hear here as gospel truth,
we are all witnesses.
Testify.
We try our best to get it right. It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
So if you've traveled lately, you know how stressful that can be. Like, I just came back in from out of the country, and it was crazy. We flew 7 hours on one flight, and we get to the gate, and they're like saying, hey, we got you here early. This is great. And then they're like, oh, hey, quick little wrinkle. There's no one here to bring the jet bridge out to the plane to let you off.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, there's 20 gates on this one road. Just run somebody over real quick. Like, apparently it doesn't work that way. 30 minutes we sat there waiting for someone to show up.
That's irritating.
The pilot kept apologizing and stuff. And you've already flown 7 hours. You're like, oh, I just want to stand up, get off.
Were people like the ones, you know the ones that they stand up real quick and they stand in the aisle because they're ready to get out? Did they have to just stand there for 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah. And I was in a middle seat, so I was just stuck.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
so that was leg one. Then leg two, we get back and we fly into Nashville and we park again early. We're early. This is great.
I'm sorry, from the flight deck here. This is Captain Ray. Here's the thing. We got you here early, so congratulations to us. But there's a problem with the jet ramp. And I just go, are you kidding me? Like, two times a jet bridge problem?
At some point, it's just being early is not even good.
I know. It's as bad as being late, apparently. So I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. But then I came across this other story that will make me watch my phone a little bit more.
Uh-oh.
So this was a story that some guy was in an airport, and he took a picture of somebody else looking at their boarding pass. He took a picture of their boarding pass, and apparently he scanned that boarding pass in and was able to get on the flight with this girl's boarding pass because they're just going so fast.
What?
So he took the picture on her phone of her boarding pass, bing, and gets on the plane. And the only reason he got caught was because it was a completely full flight, so there were no empty seats. And so he's just standing there like, I have nowhere to sit. And then when they started running his name, they're like, you're not even on this flight.
Oh my word.
And so they were trying to figure out why you were doing this. Did he, was he trying to test the system?
In the airport already.
Right, he's already there. What it turned out, he was on another airline. Somebody had given him a flight voucher, a buddy pass for Southwest. Mm. And I guess the flight got delayed or canceled. And so he just was like, well, maybe this will work. And he tried to sneak on another outbound flight. And he got caught and got arrested.
Dang.
But yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And so then, and then he had the gall to say, this girl's in my seat. And it was like the girl he took. Okay, I get trying to sneak on. Fine, you're a lowlife. I get it. But like when you then try to pretend like that's your seat of the person that you just, in essence, stole their identity, sir, that's brash.
Yeah. You know? And so from now on, I guess we need to guard our phones. We need to guard our boarding passes. Make sure nobody's taking pictures.
Yep, and don't get to your gate early. Those are the new traveling prerequisites.
Heard it here first.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And when you're a kid, you know you have to do some chores, but usually that's how you make a little extra money. When you're an adult, you just have to do chores. It's the worst.
Now, you had an only daughter. Did she have any chores that she had to keep up with?
We were not hard on her like we should have been, honestly. Like, she had to keep her room clean, and her job was to empty the dishwasher. Like, that's as far as kid life goes,
it's pretty good.
Pretty easy, you know? Yeah. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I had to mow and help out and things like that, and I got a nickel for every year old we were. So if you were 8, you got 40 cents.
You know, I think about the chores that my parents gave me, and I didn't get paid for them, but they were odd chores. Like, one of them was
de-ticking the goat.
Yes. Yeah, and that one I didn't care for. But then picking up sticks out in the yard before my dad mowed.
Oh, like, okay.
But what's the point? Like, it's going to just go over it.
If they're too big, though, it's going to, it could do some damage,
and
too.
It could shoot out and hurt somebody.
Yeah. Yourself.
But I was picking him up as he was mowing, so couldn't it have hurt me?
You better run faster, too. This thing ain't got brakes.
Sooner you get done.
And you're just assuming it was a riding lawnmower. Yeah. It was not. Yeah. It was a push one.
That's very true. I can't stop it. It's downhill, too. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Jump. Oh, I love Danny Ray. Here's what I want to talk about, like, with you, okay? If you were a kid, all right?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
This is where we just talk to kids. I love talking to kids about their lives. So that's why we do Are You Kidding Me? How much do you think your chores are worth? Adults say that their chores are worth $134 a day. That's what they value their chores at.
So like a mom that comes home from work and she's doing the dishes, the laundry, the cleaning and all that. She says per week, she should get paid around $134.
A day.
Oh, a day.
Yeah. She would like pay someone maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, like if you were paying somebody, it works out to like 50 grand a year.
Yeah,
so right now, kids, you're being underpaid for all of your chores. Just so you know, you're the lowest bidder here, okay? So I am curious, though, how much do you think your chores should be worth? Maybe you're getting underpaid. Maybe you're like, I'm getting chipped. Why are they doing this to me?
Maybe you tell us what it is you do, how much you're getting, and we'll go over it with you and be like, you might should ask for more.
We'll come up with a plan. We'll send in a negotiator on your behalf. I'm just curious. What do you think your work is worth as a kid? Maybe you're dialed in right now and you're fine, or maybe you're not even getting paid and it's just part of what you have to do, but you're like, I would like to make a little something, something. You know? I'm out there picking up sticks in front of a madman on a mower. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Now, again, this is only kids. So if you're a kid, this is your moment to shine. We'd love to hear how much you think your chores should be worth. 855-33-WAY-FM with Are You Kidding Me? Carly, as a kid, we're doing Are You Kidding Me? What do you think the chores that you do are worth?
Maybe like $10?
What?
$10. Okay, what kind of chores are you having to do?
Pick up sticks.
You have to pick up sticks? That's what Betty had to do.
Carly, I have been there. And $10 is actually pretty good because I wasn't getting anything.
How old are you, Carly?
7.
7 years old.
7.
Betty Rock, when did you stop picking up sticks?
Oh, not till the day I left.
No, really? 18, she's still out there. Dad, you know you could hire somebody for a lot less than you're paying me.
Get out there and pick up the sticks! What do you make right now, Carly? Do you make $10 or no?
$7.
$7.
You make seven. Okay. Mm. So you think your job is worth 10, but you're only making 7. Have you thought about unionizing? Do you have brothers and sisters? Oh, Carly, you are the best. Thank you for being on the show with us. I hope it works out. I hope you get a raise.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Mom, I mean, Carly's doing a good job, right? Doesn't she deserve a raise?
I think so.
Those sticks aren't going to pick themselves up, Mom. What are you bringing in? What are you knocking down on your chore money there now?
It used to be 5 cents a chore, and now it's $20 for a month.
$20 a month. Okay, so you 4 weeks in a month, about $5 a week, basically. What kind of work are you having to do for that?
I feed the dog, I mow the yard, I do the dishes,
whoa.
I do my trash, I do the laundry.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term yet in school called indentured servant?
No.
Oh, you're going to learn about this. That's what you are, sir.
Wow. Cohen, what do you think you should be making?
Probably about $30 a month.
Oh, that's not a bad, raise. That's like, you know, I don't know the percentage because I'm bad at math. I should have stayed in school, Cohen. but, like, it's only asking for $10 more a month.
Yes.
What's your least favorite chore that you have to do?
Probably doing the dishes.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
He doesn't even wash the dishes. All he does is unload the
door. Well, hey, Mom, how are you? Hey, Cohen, I got some bad news for you. You are not getting a raise. I just feel it. So what kind of stuff do you have to do?
So when I have 3 days from school, I usually do about 5 loads of laundry. I have to vacuum and mop our big house. I have to put the dishes away and put them in the dishwasher. And then I have to feed the dog and keep my room tidy also.
Okay, how old are you?
12.
12, okay. How much are you making for that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Ooh. You know what you are getting though is valuable life lesson.
Nobody wants that.
No, you're learning.
I know, right?
No, you're learning a valuable life lesson about hard work, not being rewarded for it, but life can be difficult, and you're learning a good, strong work ethic that will then carry you farther
blah,
in life.
Blah 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 blah. Have you gotten with your parents and asked them if there's any way you could start earning some money?
Well, when I was younger and I was doing chores, I would ask my parents, can I get some money? And they would say, yes. I got $5 one time, and that was it.
I think, Evie, what you should do is be like, look at me. I am your gift from God. I deserve a little something.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm an only child.
Oh, see, yes! That could work. That
see?
Could work.
You are a gift from God, Evie. I'm an only child, too.
Problem is, Betty thinks she's an only child at work, too.
It's nice that there are still stories like this in the world.
A definite breakthrough step in home entertainment.
It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
A lot of people say that Disney World or Disneyland are the happiest places in the world. And obviously that's a great marketing mechanism.
Sure.
It's the dream that everyone would be there, be at their best, and everyone's having a great time. But that is definitely not always the case. And this, a recent headline actually proves as a perfect example of this. I'll just read it real quick. A tourist visiting Magic Kingdom was arrested after forcefully snatching Mickey ears from a woman's head because he thought the hat belonged to his daughter.
Oh, okay. Because first of all, like, you pay through the nose for souvenirs there. So he thinks he lost it or his daughter lost it, and he thinks the lady picked it up?
He told deputies that he got off a ride with his daughter who wanted to go back to the Buzz Lightyear ride because she thought she had left the Mickey ears there. And then this woman, she was getting off of a ride with her husband and her daughter.
Yeah.
And so she gets off the ride, and then he comes up, and she hears some yelling behind her, doesn't necessarily think it's for her, and then all of a sudden she's got these ears getting snatched off of her because he thought that belonged to his daughter. She, the woman who, you know, had them stolen from her, said that she had bought them a couple years ago.
Yeah, what's really funny, though, about this is because you think, what adult in their right mind snatches ears off of an adult? That lady had to have stolen them. Oh, no. Adults wear those ears. My wife, multiple pairs, decides her outfits based on which ears she's going to wear for that day. Oh, super into it.
Dedicated.
Super into it. I have a pair of ears. I made her a thing on our wall. We have like a Disney wall in our house, in our living room. And I made her a thing where she could, it's like a frame, and in there's a holder, and she can change out different ears to put on the wall even.
Oh,
like,
that's super sweet.
Yeah, she like super loves it. So yeah, none of this surprises me.
No, but she's never run into a place where some guy literally says he got arrested on account of robbery.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
For a day in, you know, at Disney that you just picture being a picturesque, perfect day.
It's a bummer.
I've been there. I know that, like, kids sometimes get crazy. Sometimes it's not, like, sometimes you don't have the best day.
Yeah.
But being able to control yourself in a moment like that, in his case, where maybe it could have been, hey, I think those are my daughters. Oh, no, exactly. They're not. Like, it could have been handled so much differently.
People act the fool there all the time, and then they don't realize that they just... you made some memories. But you made some bad memories, man. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I got an email from this guy, Scott, the other day. He said, hey, there's a Christian nightclub in Nashville called The Cove. I've actually heard of this. It started showing up like in one of my feeds. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
I saw that too.
And then Gavin's young enough to go. Like, if I'm there, it's going to be really bad.
I don't know. Even a Christian, you know, nightclub, dance club, like, that sounds tiring to me.
Gavin's an old man already. At the ripe old age of 27. Scott was asking me, he says, have you heard of this? They have rules like about modest dancing.
Sure.
No smoking, no drinking, but it's apparently fun. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Like, yeah, I think it's great. Like, because really it's a social activity. And if you take out the vices that go with it, you know, that's really healthy. You know?
Yeah, and I think it helps those parents that are trying to keep their kids safe, but yet they want a place to just go and have some fun.
Yeah.
It's that compromise that you can find.
I had that in Florida when I was growing up. It was a Christian nightclub, and they did live music. And my band, Heaven Fire, played there.
Nice.
A bunch.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we did. It was Club 777. That was not the best name, honestly. Like,
because of the devil's number 666.
But it was
such a rebel.
But it was such a great place, though. I mean, they had live bands, and so it gave Christian bands that really didn't have a lot of other places to play, it gave you a chance to play like on a kind of regular basis. And there was a little band, our band, Heaven's Fire, was on the bill. Maybe you've heard of us, I don't know.
Oh, this band.
Want somebody to love you like you are.
Yeah, so maybe you got the t-shirt, I don't know. But
wish.
We were on the bill to play. And
he died for. Go!
A few weeks later, after we played, there was this little band by the name of DC Talk that was slated to play there.
They went pretty far after.
Back when they were like super, super duper young, just coming up. So here's what I want to talk about, though. Like, have you ever gone to a Christian club? Maybe you went to one in high school, or maybe there was one in, you know, college or whatever. Because I don't think they last very long, unfortunately. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you have one that's been there for years. I know Club 77 no longer around, RIP.
They died after us.
Yeah, we killed your club. So I am curious. Like, and what was the name of it? That's the big thing. I'm really curious about the name. Like, The Cove. That's not a horrible name. It's not too weird or crazy. I don't know what it means or whatever. That's the symbolism. It's no Club 777. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious. Like, what is the name of like a Christian club that you've gone to or hung out at? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I'd gotten this email from Scott asking me if I had heard about this Christian nightclub in Nashville called The Cove. And I was like, oh, I've seen some things on it. I haven't been. I think I'm too old to go anymore. Even though I wear skinny jeans and have hoop earrings, it's probably still, I'm done. But I mean, it's a place basically where, you know, you dance, listen to music, hang out with friends, no alcohol involved, no smoking, anything like that. I'm like, I don't think this is lame. I don't think it's a bad idea. Because I think, you know, if you like listening to music and you want to still, you know, be in your faith, I think places like this are a good idea.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's a good idea, but it's still apparently going to cost you, because I went to their Instagram page. It led me to a place where you buy your general admission ticket.
Oh, so they have a cover charge.
They
basically
do. And it is $30
to
go party it up with a bunch
30
of
bucks just for one night.
I mean, going to church is free.
Yeah, exactly. Just go to not Episcopalian, whatever. When people run around. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. I know, now it's going to drive me crazy. It's not Assemblies of God. I don't know. I got sidetracked. It'll hit me in just a minute. That seems a little steep, but they're not making any money on, you know, the other things like drinks and stuff like that, really. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you got to offset that with a cover charge.
Yeah, and on Facebook, I asked people, like, what was that funny or odd name for your Christian group? And Nathaniel said that he was part of the Hype Youth.
Nice.
And Hype stood for Holy Youth Praise Experience.
Okay.
So good.
Acronyms are tough, though, because you got to explain them all the time. Like, I found one out of Maryland called Club for Jesus, but that wasn't enough. They made Club an acronym. Christ loves unbelievers and believers.
Where's the
nice.
It?
There's no and. Don't get too literal with it, okay?
Sorry. Nice. And then Daniel, he said that his wife was part of a group called Heartburn.
Nice.
That's good.
I don't
Which
get
is
that, but
funny because, yeah. I mean, God's going to set your heart on fire.
Got it. Oh, Heartburn. It's like my band Heaven's Fire. Yeah, that's where we came from. I see it now.
So good.
I found one in Atlanta called The Ark. Well, God's kind of a good name. I like that one.
Yeah. Acronym? Or?
The Golden Arches.
Yeah, not an acronym, just but like kind of playing off the Bible story of the
Noah.
Ark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought a good name could be The Rectory. Like a rectory is the house that the church gives a pastor. But it just sounds like an edgy club.
The Rector.
Yeah, it sounds like an edgy club.
It does, and would make for a great band name too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The Rector.
So there you go. I'm not gonna cast judgment on the Christian clubs. Like I grew up playing in one and stuff. So I thought it was a good thing, and I think I think it's still a good idea. I'm curious if it's starting to be a thing that happens more and more. Like, you used to go to a young singles club.
Yeah.
Not club, but a church group.
Kairos.
What was it? Kairos, yeah.
But I don't remember what that stood for.
You should maybe go back. Do a little more time there.
Kairos.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And so many times if you've been in the faith for any length of time, you hear stories in the Bible and you hear them over and over and over again. It's really easy to think, okay, I pretty much have this one dialed in. And Easter might be one of those things. But we would encourage you to take our world's biggest small group, Walking with Jesus, this year. So it's an 8-day study, gets us up through Holy Week and through Easter. And maybe it might help reframe the way you think about Easter. We partnered with Tara Lee Cobble. She has this great insight on so many things inside of the Bible. And so her perspective on this might give you a fresh look at it.
Well, and two, it's so easy to get distracted by the holiday because you've got to think about, well, what are my kids going to wear?
Chocolate bunnies.
What are my kids going to wear to church? You know, like, you got to get the Easter egg hunt going. But this is an opportunity for you to join the world's biggest small group. And it only takes 10 minutes out of your day, but it helps you pause and focus on what is important. So when you text the word Easter to 91979, we'll send you a link. When you when you click on that link.
Gotcha.
Then you're going to join the world's biggest small group, Walking with Jesus. And I mean, it's like Wally said, it's an 8-day thing, but you can join in right now. It's not too late. Easter to 91979.
And it's not a huge time commitment. Like Betty was saying, like, you got 10 minutes a day and you can read it or you can watch the video. I'm a video watcher way more than a reader. And I love Tara Lee Cobble's delivery on stuff. Like, it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really like. I think, for me, the Bible is great with a companion and somebody who knows more about it than I do. I think it really helps out. So that's why we partnered with her and why we want you to understand the significance of Easter, because it's such a big part of our faith. And when you share this with people, the excitement we should have about the resurrection and what this means should be obvious to people.
Well, and like Wally was saying earlier, you know, you think you've got it all down. Like, you know everything. What's new that you could share with me? But even Wally, he learned something new about the stones. Remember when Jesus was talking about the stones?
Oh, the stones will praise me.
Yeah.
She had an insight that it might not have been the rocks, because it was happening by a graveyard, and he could have been talking about, like, these gravestones, these people
would
be crying out to me if you refuse to. So I'm like, oh, I never thought of that.
Right.
Pretty good. Good. So if you want to get involved, we'd love to have you do our Walking with Jesus World's Biggest Small Group. Just text the word Easter to 91979 and we will gladly send you a link. uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock is no stranger to the TikTok and Instagram and all those things, because she handles our social media, too, so it's work-related. She has to be on there.
Yeah, if you see me on the phone, I'm still working.
Yeah, totally working, but she loves memes. This is a girl who loves herself some memes. Like, I follow your personal account, and, like, you always have memes and stuff.
Yeah, and I thought, how can I turn this love that I have into something that we could do for the show?
Yeah, because like regular written memes on the radio don't really work.
No, they don't. That's why we came up with Audible memes.
Yay!
So this turn, we're going to use Tasha Layton's Never.
Oh, that song. I love it. Never forgotten, never forsaken. Okay. How are we going to use this?
So we're going to use this one clip where she says, never.
Oh, I could see how that would be a good Audible meme.
Okay,
for sure.
So I'm going to give you three memes.
Okay.
And at the end of each one, you're going to hit
it. Love it. Let's
go. Here we go. First one. What Peter said when Jesus told him he would deny him three times.
Man, you know how like kids don't understand how they do things on the internet and it never goes away? Like they'll be 40 and then something is going to come back around. Mm-hmm. Poor Peter.
I know,
2,000
right?
years later, yes. Peter's still going, oh yeah, you're never going to deny Christ, right? Sure you're not.
A second one. When you ask Wally if he's ever won a spelling bee as a child.
Can you spell never?
No, I never made it to the final rounds even. I was usually out probably second round.
Wow, you made it to second.
Yeah, well, we were still, I was like fourth grade. We're still
like,
doing
spell cat.
Yeah.
K-A-T.
Cat. Nuts.
And then finally, your response immediately when your spouse asks, hey, did these jeans make me look big?
Yeah, you never answer that question. There you go. That's a good Audible meme. You could use that at work today, too. When people say, hey, I'm going to need those, when can you have me those reports, today that I'm looking for? Yeah, there you go.
And
never.
You get fired.
Yes, there you go. That's Audible meme for today.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
I want to be the first to say I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm
I love
sorry.
This. We've never been here before.
I'm sorry to Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, and wife. Thank you. And wife to the future King of England. I got carried away and was one of the first to dive headfirst into a deep, dark tunnel of conspiracy theories when it came to why we hadn't seen Kate out in public for over a few months.
I think you're not alone. There are a ton of bad people like you that jump to conclusions.
Yeah, and none of them were good.
No.
Like, some of them that I researched was
shared.
Maybe she got a face.
Made memes for.
Maybe she got a bad facelift and she didn't want to be seen in public, or she got a bad haircut and didn't want to be seen in public. And I fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
Because some of the things, when they start sending stuff around, it feels really legit. They're like, they've talked to somebody who's close to the family that says, and you're like,
right. And two, it didn't help the matter when they released that photo of her with her kids, and then people were like, it's AI.
Right.
It's been photoshopped, whatever. And it was true.
Yeah, that was fake. I know.
Anyways, I want to reiterate that I'm sorry.
I appreciate that.
Because it turns out...
On behalf of the royal family.
Thank you. Well, it turns out none of those rumors are true. The truth is actually pretty sad.
Yeah.
So Kate recently broke her silence, releasing a video talking about a serious personal battle that she's been facing.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
I think it underscores how sad it is for public life, where the first thing that comes up is the negative, and then people buy into it, they spread it, they share it, and sadly, because many times that is the story, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there were all these rumors about him being unfaithful, and people were like, how could you do that? Like, when you have that in your family with Diana and your dad, and, you know, and again, like, I mean, I heard all those rumors. Now, I didn't go as far as Betty did. I just want to point that out. But
I
get it.
But spread them. But I think
it's sad. Yes. I think it's sad because they shouldn't have to do that, but they do. They shouldn't have to put out a statement, but they do, because speculation is always worse than the truth.
Right. Well, she's only 42 years old.
Is she
and
really?
Like I said, she's got three young kids. But it she did say preventative measures. So they haven't gone into detail about what type of cancer it is or what stage she's at. But to me, when
Once again, everyone's speculating.
I know.
Again.
But I've learned my lesson. Right. Here she said preventative measures. And I think what that means is they caught it in the early stages.
I hope
it
so.
Could have gone to something worse. But because she was having that abdominal surgery, they were able to find maybe cancerous cells, and they just want to take precautions
right.
and make sure she's good and ready to go.
I hope so. None of that is based in fact whatsoever, because we're just guessing once again. Yet again, I do think the more transparency you have, here's the line. The more transparency, the less rumor. But then where's that line of, should you have to be transparent with
right.
everything in your life as a public figure? Unfortunately, that's kind of what the expectation is.
Right.
Maybe that's what we need to address, is we need to address the expectation put on these people from us, and be like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we should find something else to do with our life that day than spread horrible rumors.
I said I'm sorry.
I know. I heard you. I just want to hear it again. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and I came across this show on Netflix called Love on the Spectrum, and it honors people with autism, and it's them trying to find love and going out on dates and doing speed dating and stuff. And there's just some moments in it that are just sweet and beautiful and innocent, and there's moments of this show that I absolutely love. But I fell in love with this guy on there, Tanner. He is just so happy, big smile for everybody, and he's a believer, and he's just like, he just has a great little soul, you know, and he radiates joy, but that doesn't mean that he's not still human.
On the show, I talked about spreading joy a lot, but I do have bad days sometimes. It's normal to have bad days sometimes because we're all just human. Another thing that gives me peace is having a Bible verse above my bed. I keep them taped up there and I read them at night. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you, Isaiah 26:3. Just remember, it's okay to have bad days, and remember to go spread joy when you feel better.
Oh, no. Love that. Love that.
He just puts it so simply. I feel like sometimes we can just overcomplicate everything.
Absolutely.
But he puts it so simply that it's like, yeah, I can do that.
And I think he's onto something there too, about like, for him, he puts the Bible verses by his bed. So he, you know, when he goes to sleep at night or wakes up in the morning, like he's reading that. He's reading the Word of God. And I am curious, like, because my wife does this too. Like, she'll put them by the sink and stuff like that. So she has stuff put around there, you know, about a lot. Most of it is about patience.
Wonder why she needs those reminders.
I don't know. No idea. It's a mystery.
Is supper ready yet? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? How about now?
I'll have to ask her why she chose those verses. But I am curious for you. Like, are there places that you put Bible verses to remember? Like, maybe you got one in your tackle box about using good words, you know, and stuff like that, or on your golf bag, you know, to remind you to not let one fly, or just whatever it is. Like, where are the Bible verses that you post to remind you about staying in your faith and being encouraged in your faith and keeping God's word in your heart, but you see it and you need it somewhere to remind you? So I'm just really curious. And maybe if it's an odd location, like the flip visor of your car because you have road rage, I don't know. That would be a good one. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Where are you putting them Bible verses? You might give somebody an idea, too, for theirs if they were like, oh, I've never thought of this before. This is a great idea. I'm going to do this. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Where are the Bible verses, and what are they that you put up, Sharon?
I keep my Bible verses on the bathroom mirror for positivity. When you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing you want to be reminded to do, is be positive. Know why you're here and what your purpose is in life. And then throughout the day, you know, you might be grumpy and you go into the bathroom and there it is reminding you again to be positive.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? When you got a lot of kids, you're like, Mom's in the bathroom a lot. She's like, I need to be here. All right, Cindy, you're up. Where do you have your Bible verses to kind of keep you reminded of your faith? Where you got them located?
I usually keep a few on my computer monitor at my office. And the coolest thing about that is I work for the Teachers Association, and sometimes I come in the morning and I'll have a little sticky note there from somebody that says, have a blessed day, because they've been in the office in a meeting. Also keep them in the car because I may or may not have road rage when I go there.
Yeah, I get that one. Trust me. But you can't post all the smitey verses in there. You know, you got to post the positive ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you feel like they make a difference for you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Every time you hear God's word or see God's word, you're thinking something and you're like, wait a minute, I need to do it this way. It's really life-changing, I think, to have scripture around you.
So, Cindy, where do you keep Bible verses to remind you of God's faithfulness or his provision or just his love in your life?
So I keep one on the fridge. You know, I raised my kids as a single mom, and sometimes food was scarce. So I kept the verse on the fridge reminding us that God will always provide. There will always be food.
And was that true? Did God always provide?
Absolutely. There was never a time we went without, no matter how hard things were.
Do you remember one of the Bible verses that you had up on the fridge?
Yeah, Matthew 6, 25 through 34.
Which, Wally, it says?
Well, I don't want to take all the limelight here. Oh, Tina, you could just paraphrase it for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it says not to worry what you will eat or drink. You know, God says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, they do not reap, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them.
Yeah, that's been my experience, that you don't always learn a lot about your faith and who God is in the really good, easy times in life. It's when it all, like the rubber meets the road, and like when you struggle a little bit that you find out who God is, and when you don't have, because otherwise it's really easy to rely on yourself or your bank account, you know, versus relying on God for his provision. I've seen it in other countries too, where people wake up every day and they're happy and they're thankful for this tiny nothing that they have. But it's like, that means everything to them because mm-hmm. they are like, God provided this for me. How many times do we really think God provided it? We're like, yeah, but I worked really hard, mm-hmm. so I kind of deserve this. But that's not the level that a lot of people live on. And I got to tell you, as somebody who has lived on the level of self-reliance, the other is far more powerful and far more beautiful.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting! Way FM, this here is the Wally Show with a cavalcade roundup of good news stories, because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. We're going to start off with you, Lady Rock. Good news us.
There was a mom in Georgia, and she was driving with her two kids when she crashed into a river.
Oh, man.
Thankfully, there were five girls from a University of Georgia on the scene, and they were able to save them. Four jumped in the river while the other called 911. They actually had to
That's the one that didn't want to get her hair messed up. I just had the perm, okay?
Well, one actually had to do CPR on the youngest kid, but thankfully everyone is fine, and they're being released from the hospital here in a few days. And the mom is actually hoping to thank these girls in person.
That's
which I
amazing.
Think is awesome.
Holy cow. It's easy to not do things sometimes mm-hmm. or rely
or just
on
to
other
film
people.
It.
Yeah. Exactly. So the fact that they all like took a part in that, that's awesome. There's a video of a 90-year-old grandpa who's going back to college, much like Betty did at a much younger age, when she went back to Colorado Christian University to get her 2 degrees. Well, this guy named Paul, his granddaughter Gabby, posted a video of him on campus for his first day of class at 90.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
It's
so
never
great.
Too late.
Yeah, he's going to be a freshman, and get this, he wants to major in history.
That
what?
Seems
like
he
an easy
is
A.
History.
Exactly. That's an easy A.
That
right?
sounded bad when I said that. I apologize.
You know, if you've been thinking about going back to school and maybe finishing your degree or starting one, we have a really cool contest coming up with Colorado Christian University where you could win a $10,000 scholarship to go back to school online. Betty went to school online. I went to school and taught online. It really is a great way to further your education. So make sure you're listening for that because we're going to kick it off on April 1st.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.